So let's tell you what dynamic spin release is. It's one
and
of those
before
things.
We do, we'll share with you the five themes for the days
program.
That we'll be covering, which is what Tim was just going to say. The first one is we'll be talking about what in the world is dynamic spin release, where did it come from, and how does it work? So you'll get a full description on that. And then the second theme is you'll learn the most basic dynamic spin release process called discovering the gift, which all the other processes have eventually formed from. So that's the main process. And you'll learn that in less than 2 hours. So this isn't going to be one of those trainings where you're going to have to wait until, you know, Sunday afternoon to learn what we're doing. We'll get right to it right away. The third thing is we'll be talking about the seven elements of dynamic spin release. And this sometimes seems like a magical process because the results are so incredible. And so we unpacked it and found that there's seven key elements that make it work as well as it does. The fourth thing we'll be covering is, as we have mentioned previously, we'll be talking about how to identify and change limiting beliefs, and we have a nice dynamic spin release process to help you quickly release a belief in less than 10 minutes sometimes. We'll also be sharing ways to deal with negative thought patterns like unconscious stories that we tell ourselves. We all have these unconscious stories like life is hard, life is a struggle, whatever, and we'll show you a way to knock those out. And then also, you'll have an opportunity to learn how to use dynamic spin release with a number of physical issues. So not only physical pain, but you could use it, like in my case, when I was told, you know, I had cancer. We've had people use it with Lyme disease and sleep apnea and
ALS symptoms and all kinds of things.
And they've had really good success. And lastly, we'll be talking about how to use dynamic spin release with goals and really creating the future that you want. So when we first developed this, and we'll tell you how we developed it, which was around 2008, we developed all these different techniques for knocking out all these troubles and problems. And somebody said, well, gosh, why don't you develop some generative techniques or techniques that have to deal with goals or discovering your purpose or how to really create your dreams or future? So we'll end on Sunday with that, show you a really nice way to use dynamic spin release to create a dream and bring a goal or manifest something. And so that will be, this will be the full 2 days, so it's going to be really packed.